Welcome and thank you for joining us today for MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we bring awareness to nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their generosity, their purpose, and their impact. Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to our conversation today to learn how our guest is making an impact in our community and how you can make an impact as well. I'm always struck by the incredible work that nonprofits do to make an impact both on a grand scale and a seemingly smaller scale. But I think any way that people give, whether that's large or small, everybody can make an impact. I think nonprofit leaders are the boots on the ground that are making these great decisions, doing a lot of the hard work. And if we so choose, we can join them to help them further their mission. I've interviewed, over 400 plus nonprofits over the last 8+ years on this show. And what I've come to realize is many times nonprofits are offering or providing some things that I take for granted at times. For example, healthcare. I can go to the doctor anytime I want, right? Clean drinking water. I can go to the faucet and get a nice cold cup of ice water, right? Cold water. Showering, watering my plants and flowers. Food. You can go out easily and grab something at the grocery store, at a restaurant. Now with DoorDash, you know, it just makes it even that much more easy. Clothing, right? I mean, most people can just go out and buy what they need at the clothing store. But let's talk shoes for a moment. Okay, ladies, stick with me here, because if you're like me, you have a pair of shoes for every occasion, right? Yeah. You have probably a number of different black pumps. You have sandals of all kinds. You have boots. You have flip-flops, you know, whatever. Any occasion, you have a pair of shoes to wear. But think about those people that don't have shoes. It's hard to think about, right? We take that kind of stuff for granted, as I said. But there are people out there that don't have anything. Fathers who don't have work shoes. Mothers who are walking miles to the river to get water for their family. Children. Maybe they're helping mom on that walk to get water. Maybe they're on their way to school. Maybe they're outside playing. It's not just for comfort, but also for health reasons. Right? So what if our listeners had a way to give some of these extra pair of shoes in their closets? Don't tell me, ladies, you don't have any extra pair of shoes. Again, if you're like me, you probably have a bunch. But if you could give to a place that could then provide these shoes to people that don't have any, what would you do? People, again, who need shoes not only for comfort, but for health reasons. Let's learn about our nonprofit today, who fills that need. We're going to learn how you can impact someone's life globally, maybe without even spending a dollar. So welcome to the show today, Diane Studer, founder of Souls for Jesus, whose mission is to share the love of Christ by distributing shoes to the underserved in Africa. Thank you for joining us today, Diane. Yeah,
thanks so much for having me, Jill. I'm so happy to be here with you. And I just want to thank you for just the awareness and engagement that you've really increased in our area and even across our country because of what you do. So thank you. It's an honor to be here today.
Well, thank you. This is not your first go-around, not your first rodeo. You've been on the show before, but it's such a great organization, and we're very familiar with it, obviously, because we have donated as a organization. We've done corporate engagement where we've helped to sort the shoes. So we're very knowledgeable of the great work that you do. But for those who may not be familiar, tell us who Souls for Jesus is.
Yeah, so Souls for Jesus really exists. You just did such a great overview. It exists to share the love of God through foot washing and shoes. They really are great door openers. And we are in 35 countries across Africa where we have partners. I love how you said boots on the grounds, because I believe so strongly in working with people that live there, because we do go to really remote villages where it provides opportunity for kids to go to school and adults to work.
Yeah. So that was not, no pun intended when I said I know. That, boots on the ground.
It was perfect.
Well, tell us your story. You know, how and why did you start this nonprofit?
Definitely, yes. I was in finance for years. I worked at a wealth management firm right here in Brookfield, 15 years when I went on a trip to Africa. And it was really life-changing. I could see the need for shoes, definitely. But that alone wouldn't have motivated me. There really was a moment in a hut, in a prayer meeting in Ethiopia, where God gave me a vision like I'd never experienced before. And this is a response of obedience to what I feel like He asked me to do, to start collecting shoes and sharing them over and sharing the gospel of just how God loves you. By no means is it a forced agenda. We serve and love everybody, but it is a tool to be able to say that God sees you, He loves you, to wash their feet and give them shoes. So that's why I started it. And I really thought it would be just some friends and I sending over some shoes. But in the stepping, God continued to open the next door, where to date, in short, every 3 weeks, we're sending a shipment of 8,000 pairs. And yeah, we're in 35 countries in Africa. And it's just by stepping and God opening doors and a lot of people really helping as well.
And obedience. You know, you saw a need. You did something about it. Yeah. Everybody can do something, as I said before. But it's in that obedience, I think, where you look at the impact that you've made. And you say, okay, God's hands are obviously in this because it just keeps going. It gets bigger and bigger. And every 3 weeks you're sending? Wow.
Yeah. We used to say every month, but it's more than that now. We send 14 shipments a year. So and then of course with every pair, we also share a gospel booklet printed in their language so they can go home with that, just with a message of hope as well.
Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, to the person listening who feels like they have nothing to give, how can they help?
Definitely. I think sometimes people look at their finances and think, oh, that's a different category for those that are elite or have extra money. But that's what I love about this. It's so practical. Even if you don't have time, you know, I think our biggest resources are time, talent, treasure. Mm-hmm. Even if you feel like all three of those are bankrupt, I can guarantee you if you go into the closets of your home, wherever you live, you're going to find at least a pair. And I always say to her, every pair is impacting a life. So even if you don't have time, there are other ways to engage as well, for sure, to come and volunteer. We're right here in Milwaukee, which is local, which I love that you all have come to volunteer SORT and to, you know, even donate. You guys have donated so many shoes too, which thank you so much for that, for your engagement.
Absolutely.
But for anybody, whether you live, you know, you can also just send a couple pairs of shoes and you're making an impact that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I know that you said before you're in
35. Yeah, we just went to our 35th last month. Yeah.
Okay. And how do you reach them?
Yeah. So I kind of refer just really gently that we have partners on the ground. There's an organization in Colorado that's our main partner, and they have employees in every country. So they work with their governments before our shipment comes to kind of get a tax exemption. And so we put them in the hands of leaders that live there. Once a year, I go with a team. It's such a privilege to be able to do that. But I believe so strongly in holding up the arms of the men and women that are already doing incredible work there. Yeah. And that's what we do. Yeah.
And I remember this from when we interviewed you before. The very first shipment, or one of the first shipments, didn't get to the planned destination because you did not have these partnerships over there.
Exactly.
And people may not realize how dangerous it can be.
Yeah. Sending shipments to third world countries is so challenging. I remember when that first shipment didn't make it and being like, okay, God, it doesn't work. I tried. I'm moving on. And he was like, no, listen, I have the strategies and the plans and how to do this. And working with men and women that live on the ground is everything. And they're the only thing they're required to, they have to, of course, you know, share the gospel, share them for free. But they have to send us reports and photos.
Okay.
That's a requirement. So there's great accountability and integrity in the work being done, because it's important that we're not working so hard to send these shoes and that it's not being done right. So with every shipment, we receive that. Photos of every part of the journey, testimonies and stories of every part of the journey, so that the work is truly being done.
And that's great for, we call it here, proof of performance.
Yeah.
So that you know what you're doing is working, because maybe somebody's listening and they're like, I love what you guys do, and I've got a ton of shoes that I can donate, or I can attend an event or make an event happen in my church or whatever. and it, everybody again can be doing something, which I think is
definitely
is the key.
Yes, yeah. Can I say something really quick about, you made me think of something in your church. We also have shoe drive collection boxes that don't have our logo on them because we have every school in our area, public schools have done drives for us because we just don't put our name or logo on it. So the box says Shoes for Africa. So it works in public schools and public places that people are also able to do a shoe drive in corporate America or in a public school. So
yeah,
you made me think of that. Thank
well,
you.
Well, yeah. And actually, if you go to your website, I just revisited it and just was amazed at all the different ways that people can get involved. Again, you don't have to have shoes to donate, but maybe you have a heart to serve.
Yeah.
And they can go to your website and
definitely,
there's a ton of ways that people can join you in your mission. Share an example when you saw impact firsthand.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so grateful that since this started, which I think we're starting year 17 soon, I've been able to go every year two times. So I've been able to see the impact with my own eye, not just through reports and stories, but I mean, just to keep it short, I'll never forget meeting a woman like my mom's age in her 80s that still worked in the field. And she just was weeping tears of joy. It was her first pair of shoes. Kids that can't go to school, it's hard to understand why in rural Africa they're required to wear uniforms, but they are. And the most difficult part of that is the shoes. And I've met siblings that take turns. And so just to be able to see kids be able to get to school. And that's important to know that the shoes are shared in rural, remote areas where they can't buy shoes. We're not just sharing them in the city and, you know, where people can go and buy shoes. And it really is making such an impact. And the foot washing in itself, I mean, it's extremely moving. There's something about that. Aside from the shoes that the local partners that we work with, they say, they will never forget this, that you came to their village, put your knees in the dirt and washed their feet, that alone from the shoes. And so it really is a tool and to be able to demonstrate God's love.
I was just going to say it's biblical. I mean, and if you are doing something like that, it I'm sure it just changes people's thoughts from the get-go.
Yeah.
It opens
the walls
their hearts.
Come down. It does. You can see the walls come down.
I'm sure. So we might have some people that are thinking, you know, we have enough problems here stateside. Let's do something here before we reach out globally. We want to make an impact, but let's start in our own backyard. We're actually going to take a quick break, and Diane is going to expand on that when we return. So stay tuned.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and we're visiting today with Diane Studer from Souls for Jesus. So, Diane, let's just assume someone's listening and they're saying or thinking, gosh, we have so many things going on in our own backyard. Before we go out and reach out and make an impact globally, why don't we start right here? Share how you see lives are impacted right here in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's such a great, great question, because I am amazed at, we were just talking about this in our board meeting, about the lives that are being impacted here and across the United States. There are so many students that need service hours. We even feel called to help students that got that a judge told them you have to get service hours because they did something because they got in trouble. We see that as a ministry, too, to come into our warehouse, pack shoes, get your volunteer hours, and let's talk about it. It's amazing the ministry that happens. We can pray with people, encourage them right here. We also have state reps in many states throughout the United States that are also spreading the word about what we do, collecting shoes. And it is incredible the lives that are being impacted. We have had Boy Scouts do it as their, you know, scout assignment, Girl Scouts. Even I know that we have groups come in that don't know where they stand with their faith. And it's such a privilege just to be able to love somebody, even in that regard. And even without, like, meet them where they're at.
Exactly.
What are they going? How are you doing today?
Yeah.
Young people, what's going on in your life? There's incredible ministry that is happening right here. And I absolutely love that.
Well, and you think about what is the message of the gospel? The message is just love.
Yeah.
You know, and you're loving on people in Africa, but also here locally.
So much.
You know, again, meeting people where they're at. How do you want to serve?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they have a relationship or they're a believer. You just welcome them in, show them love, show them how they in turn can show love. Yeah. It's a great thing.
And all the places we get invited to speak, I just was speaking at a chapel in Iowa, and those kids, those parents came up to me and said, my kids' eyes have been open to the global world, right? I don't want them just, they go to this private school where they can be kind of a privileged life. And thank you for the videos that you brought in the school and the project that they've been able to do to open their worldview.
Absolutely.
That kids don't all live like me. So much good is happening here too, to just sharing even about how other people live across the world that they can't go to school because they don't have shoes.
Well, it just made me think about Karen Ellenbecker, our founder, and her story where she took her granddaughter, Taylor, to South Africa. And she wanted to expose her, too, to how other people live, that they don't live like you do. And actually, that's what led to this show, because she came back and said, you know, there are so many ways that we can be helping people in Africa, and it's wonderful, and we should, you know, not saying we should, but she said, how can we help the local nonprofits that are helping others? How can we help those that are helping others?
Yeah.
And she came up with the idea for this show. And again, we've just been able to share impact stories of 400 plus different nonprofits that are doing such great work.
Awesome.
You mentioned it briefly before, an example of where the shoes come from, but expand on that.
Yeah. So the shoes come from all across the United States. They really do. When shipments first started coming, I'll never forget a big delivery from California, from New York, like the coast, and asking those people, why did you spend all the money to get them to our Milwaukee warehouse? You know, that's all so expensive. And they said, we believe in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. We wanted to put these shoes in your hand. We could have donated them to our local wherever, fill in the blank. But people believe in what we're doing because we're sharing the message with these shoes. So they really do come from across the United States, a lot locally as well. But yeah, they come from all over to our Milwaukee warehouse, and come and volunteer for 2 hours, and you can see just the incredible shoes that continue to come in. So that's a blessing.
Well, there are shoes that you don't take. So if someone's listening and they say, okay, I've got some shoes in my closet. We're not looking for the black pumps that I mentioned before,
but because
won't use those, right? But work shoes, tennis shoes, no flip-flops, right?
Yes, yep. But I would say donate everything. If you don't have a need for it, we find there are so many partner orgs that we will share the shoes with. We've got some great partner organizations. So if you don't need the shoes, just get them to us. And we will, like you said, we won't ship those to Africa, but we have great places to share those shoes for sure.
So if you've got shoes, bring them.
Yep.
They'll find a place. They'll
find a home. For sure.
Well, so you mentioned that it's so important for the people that are donating the shoes, that are doing the events, or that are participating in the events. What about volunteers?
Yeah, volunteers. It's so exciting to me that our volunteers always like come back. It's a great experience. It's organized. You'll get a little training before. You will be in and out within 2 hours. A lot Saturday mornings. We have them weeknights. If you have a group, you can even set up your own date, you know, and choose the date and time yourself.
I think is what we did. We had probably a group of 20.
It was just your company. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. But that is something that we're mostly volunteer led. We only have a handful of staff. So it's a tremendous blessing that we have thousands of volunteers coming through our warehouse every single year. And this year, Jill, we just shared our millionth pair of shoes with a young boy. I was able to share that pair with a young boy named Tokazani, who I'll never forget his story. He walks several kilometers every day to school, and to be able to give him a pair of shoes and to be able to tell him that God loves him was just extremely moving. So yeah, we just hit our millionth pair this year, which is exciting because it's not just about the again, it's a million lives that have just been impacted in a really powerful way.
Yeah. And I think about when my kids were younger, and it's wonderful to donate. Don't get me wrong. I think it's super important. Mm-hmm. But if you can involve your kids in some way, to help. And I just remember the Milwaukee Rescue Mission. We would go down there and we would serve, and how my children were so impacted by actually serving. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we could have donated and we have, but to actually be there and serving puts it on a whole different level. And I think too, another great idea, Compassion International has this thing where you can buy so many things for these kids, but they give you all these different ideas. And I remember involving my kids one year where I said, what would you like? Mm-hmm. And my son, who liked soccer at the time, he's like, I would like to give this young boy a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. Think about shoes in that case. When you're going out and you're buying shoes for your child for the school year, mm-hmm. how fun to involve them and say, okay, we're getting you a pair of shoes. Now let's buy a pair of shoes for some child your age in Africa. I mean, so many fun ways that you could do that.
I love it, Jill.
We want to make sure that people understand ways that they can help. So we did talk a lot about various ways. But what would you say is your greatest need right now?
Yeah, I think it seems crazy to say it, but because of how much we're shipping and the needs that are there, we actually need shoes right now. And springtime is like, well, I know this will be played probably other times, but no matter what time of year, we always need shoes because of how often we're sending. Our partner base is now so vast, and we always have a running log of needs to send. So that is really our greatest need continually is shoes to be able to just keep fulfilling these orders. Volunteers as well. Shoes and volunteering are our two biggest needs. Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you're able to, or I shouldn't even say only if you're able to, it's amazing how many people sacrificially give as well.
Oh, sure.
Because that's a blessing too.
Yeah.
So,
there are so many ways that people can give, as we said, time, talents, resources. Just real quick, what about socks? Because I know people have asked me about that.
Right. So when we're sending a shipment, if we'd fill it half with socks, it's like less shoes, right? So every person doesn't get a pair of socks, but we always do include them should someone have a foot infection or need some protection for a while to kind of heal that foot. So we have plenty of socks. We don't need those.
No socks, just shoes. Correct. Shoes of all kinds.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Definitely.
I've been on mission trips before. They're wonderful. Again, that's that whole idea of being involved with the impact. What if someone's listening and they want to join you on a shoe distribution trip to Africa?
Yeah, definitely. There is an opportunity for that. Actually, 1 month from now, we will be heading to Tanzania with a team. And my daughter's just graduating college and she's coming along, how you said.
Nice.
Ellen Becker's granddaughter. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
So you definitely can apply for that. That trip always opens up like mid to late June. And then for the next year, so that a lot of people do fundraise for that trip. So they have a good 11 months to kind of fundraise because we go May every year to a different country in Africa. So, yeah, you can apply. Reach out to info@soulsforjesus.org. It's SOLESFORJesus.org. If you're interested in a trip and we can send you some info.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, one last question before you go, because I love the inspiration that our leaders are providing for people, because we don't know who's listening. Somebody might be listening who wants to get involved in nonprofit work. Maybe somebody wants to totally shift up their career and get involved. Maybe somebody wants to volunteer. Maybe somebody wants to donate. It's wonderful to hear how you inspire people. So my question is, what motivates you to keep going all these years?
Yeah, right. It really is. I think that's why I'm grateful that I go, at least like I'll be going in a month, because to see the impact with your own eyes right in front of you, this is the why. Because it's not always glamorous. When people hear about ministry or nonprofit work, they sometimes can see it through rose-colored glasses. A lot of it is just being faithful and doing not so exciting things. But when you're there and you see the impact and you hear the stories and you just see what a difference it's making. I remember coming home last year and saying to my husband, I got enough for another year, you know, and
not that I'm filled now.
Yeah, I got enough for another year. But yeah, just really seeing what an impact it's making. That's our why. And it keeps you going.
I'm sure it does. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for visiting with us today, Diane, founder of Souls for Jesus. And thank you for all the work that you do, sharing the message of love and sharing shoes with people in Africa. So appreciate your mission. Share with us one more time the best way for people to reach you.
Yeah. So, and I was just going to say, we've got some great, because it's great to talk about it, but it's nothing like seeing just even a video. So if you go to Souls for Jesus, SOLESFORJesus.org, our website, there's a video right on the homepage there. And then if you go to the video tab, you'll see all kinds of videos, even from our trips. A picture is worth a thousand words. It's
Absolutely. Awesome
just to see the impact. One thing for me to talk about it, but another for you to see it and hear it from other people that live there. So it's a privilege. It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
You are certainly welcome. Also, remember that you can check our show notes as well for information on how to reach Diane or to get through to Souls for Jesus. So please be sure to do that. So I encourage you to stay tuned every week because we have new episodes that drop on Thursdays. to hear how wonderful nonprofits like Diane Suter and Souls for Jesus mm-hmm. are making an impact, and also to learn how you, using your time, your talents, and your resources, can make a difference as well. And always remember, whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.